sounds so weird. Quiet.
It sounds quiet in here.
Now I'm used to the headphones.
Oh, yeah? Thank God you are.
They bring me comfort and joy.
Yeah, they bring me comfort and joy now.
They definitely.
They bring me judgment, but rightful judgment.
Yeah.
We had a little audio problem.
We're back on, though?
Yeah, but you said something about Andrew.
Yeah, Addy was telling me that Andrew, when he gets back into working out, he likes to take it easy so does he doesn't get too sore. Well, they did the same workout today.
But you never do it that way.
I thought it was a fair thing. Yeah. Addie was like, no. She's like, I always go as hard as I can all the time. And then they did the same workout, and she was like, what were you doing on that curl exercise today? And he said, I was using 10s. And she was like, I was using 17 and a half.
Is Andrew excited about the 10s?
No, I think he was like, I'm embarrassed. That's how little I was doing. That's how tough it was. There's no situation.
And he was throwing out 17 and a half.
So yeah. There's no situation where Tay would be doing more than that.
Addie said, I think Addie, now that I hear that, I think Addie just did this to embarrass me. And I hate her even more now.
What'd you do?
On like Friday, Addie texted me and was like, hey, I have a free pass to Burn. I can bring one guest. Do you want to be my one guest?
Yeah.
And I was like, there is no chance in hell that I will do that, Addie. And she was like, what, are you scared? She said that over text, and I just didn't respond to her.
I got bad news for you.
What?
I think the audio is fine, but it hasn't cut to you once.
Oh, really?
It hasn't cut to you one time. Ivan was really quiet while you talked.
Doesn't matter.
All right, just
gonna be the star.
This will be my episode.
Hey, well, it switched to Hudson.
Yeah.
Why would it switch?
What happened to Hudson?
So Hudson was like, "Who cares?" Hey, so you're just gonna see John's reaction, and then you'll clip mine in later.
I don't think anyone watches the video anyway.
Yeah,
it's all about the pot.
Yeah. So, Hudson, like, we watched, I'm like, dude, I explained the whole thing, I'm like, do you want to be on House of Dragons episode, like, you can watch the season with me, but, like, we'll hold off and wait for you to watch the first season.
Yeah.
Because you can binge the first season in 2-3 days.
Yeah.
If you're really dedicated, and Hudson woke up at 2 p.m. today. He was up late, though. But, I mean, like,
he hasn't watched any of it?
No, he watched the first two episodes with me, and then I KO'd, and then I fell asleep another day, and he watched 3 episodes. So he got to the 5th episode, which seems like it's enough to
learn. Did he like it?
Stopped watching it.
Doesn't like it?
Not for me.
He is something special.
5 episodes, I mean, like, what are you going to say?
I don't know.
That he actually doesn't like it. I feel like he...
He must not.
Nah, dude. So, he's not going to be a part of this. Unless well, like,
there goes one of my games.
What was your game?
We'll still play it, but it's definitely ruined.
Way worse.
Yeah.
It's like supposed to be like a competition.
Yeah, yeah. It's a classic. You'll know it. You would have killed Hudson anyway. You would have wiped the floor with his ass.
I don't know any of the names on this show, though.
Like, oh, it's not a competition about the game. It's separate from this.
Like, once Hudson, like, I started watching it with Hudson, after about 2 episodes, I was like, holy hell. Like,
the names are hard.
Anything about this.
What do you think about the show?
I do not like it nearly as much as I think I should.
I don't think that's the case. I just think it's...
Season 1, Season 2.
Yeah.
Like, Season 1, Season 2, Game of Thrones...
Way better.
Drawn in way more than this.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that.
Preparing for more or something.
I was thinking about that watching these first two. I was like, yeah, I like this show, but not like I liked Game of Thrones.
No,
not even close.
Not even
Maybe
close.
It's because Game of Thrones already had its heyday, and it's been like...
No, it's definitely not that reason. If they would have came out with 2 bangers, but like, even like the high notes aren't even that high of notes. Like, I'm never too juiced. Like,
Ned Stark died at the end of season 1. You know, it only took one season to fall in love with that guy.
Season 1, Ned Stark I didn't care about the kid that got
I don't care about him. I don't even know his name. I don't know, like,
honestly,
I knew everybody's name.
There's Rhaenyra has two kids.
Yeah.
With blonde hair. Hair of blonde.
Oh, yeah. You want the brown haired one, Daz?
Jace, too.
Yeah, because it's
Jace.
Do you know what happens?
How strong?
I don't know what happens in the end.
Oh, well,
they talk about it in Game of Thrones.
TikTok videos of, like,
I don't know, so don't ruin it for me.
Oh, I won't. And it sucks that it's ruined for me, but honestly, I'm like a goldfish. Like,
remember? Yeah.
I would still be shocked the second that it happens. But, like, they keep telling me things on TikTok. It'll be, like, Joffrey saying something about, like, Rhaenyra Targaryen, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, I also don't, like... I don't like any of the characters. I don't dislike any of the characters.
Oh, okay, so who's your favorite character, do you think?
In season one, I liked Rhaenyra. Now I think she's kind of lame.
I think Daemon's my favorite character.
Daemon.
Daemon's beast.
Yeah, but he's just a weird-looking guy.
He was one of the
Doctor Who's. But don't you think he looks weird?
I think he looks odd.
He looks
what
like...
What else is he in? Is he only Doctor Who? I feel like I...
Had mostly Doctor Who. Mostly nothing just happens. Doctor Who. He looks like,
Who?
Taylor says it's glitchy, but I can't tell if it's me or y'all. Gotta be her, right?
My God, I hope.
She said she's on 5G.
Yeah,
which 5G. Is bad.
Alright.
We're just not gonna worry about it.
Yeah, we haven't figured it out by that. If not, we just had an hour and a half conversation about House of Dragons.
Just, it was a fine hour and a half or so. Daemon looks like he walked into a wall and then his face got stuck, smashed.
Smush face?
Yeah, him and the kid with the eye patch have smush face.
I hate that kid's face. It's Aemon Targaryen.
Smush face.
No, he makes his face look crazy weird.
They have like long...
Now like anything I see on TikTok is all Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
Either past, present, future. It kind of sucks because they're...
I'm not in love with this show. I like it. I'd probably get it a low 8 so far.
What did you rate it?
I didn't think we were rating.
I gave it an 8.4.
Okay, I would have gone 8.2.
Yeah, which is fair.
But I figured we want to rate until the end.
Yeah, but I'm just like, my vibe right now.
My vibe is an 8.2. Yeah, like
8.3, 8.2, I'm fine with that as well.
Yeah, I could go all the way up to 8.5. Like, I like it, but I don't love it.
I'm not, like, as, like, juiced for the...
There's not enough beast characters.
It's, like, the climactic... It's the beast characters in, like... One climactic scene per episode, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because in Game of Thrones, in season one...
They cut off the little kid's head.
Daenerys was beast. Ned Stark was beast. Jon Snow was beast.
Freaking Sam Tully was beast.
Sam Tully... They had way better characters.
Every one of the characters were beast.
Drogo was beast in season one.
I think I have no connection to any of these
characters. No, they could all die, and I want to have an eye. I don't even really like Rhaenyra anymore. I will say this, though. Don't you think Rhaenyra, this actress, is prettier this season?
I think I have grown on Rhaenyra so much over... I don't know what it is, but like...
How she looks?
From like episode 6 is when they make the change in season 1.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Ugh, barf! No. She's hideous!
And I was like, it's prettier.
No, I think I'm cool
you
with that.
You said she was prettier in interviews, and I've seen her with, like, a freaking
short haircut
on the sides.
Oh, not that. Oh, that's. She has a broccoli haircut?
Yeah.
I think maybe.
I've asked for that haircut before.
I think maybe in season 1, she had really blonde eyebrows, like see-through, and now they gave her eyebrows, and that's why
she has brown eyebrows now?
Well, the ones you can see. In the season 1, like, she looks pretty here.
Yeah, she looks good.
In season 1, ugh.
Rough.
It was rough.
I think it was just a tough transition, because that Millie girl is one of the hottest people that have ever came through Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say top 5.
That's crazy. He looks so young.
He's like 22. All
right, thank God.
Dr. Disrespect.
Ugh.
This dude, this streamer, Dr. Disrespect, I don't know how old he is. I don't really
He's a weird looking guy.
You know him?
Yeah. Does he have a mullet with a mustache?
Yeah, and he's like 6 foot something. He's a giant.
And he just disrespects everybody.
Did you not hear what happened to him?
No.
Because it's funny that you know this, but you don't know what happened to him. So he got... It's not even accused. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, he admitted to it, and I don't know how old this girl was, but talking to, like, a minor on Instagram.
How young?
Like, 17, I think.
Wow.
Can't defend him.
That is disrespect.
Yeah. Sicko.
Dang.
You can't trust your favorite streamer.
Did you like him?
No, I don't watch streamers. I don't understand it.
I don't understand like, either.
Even stream.
You got friends who like, watch streamers.
We're even doing a podcast right now. Like I listen to some podcasts, but I mean, who's safe?
I listen to podcasts, but typically political ones.
Yeah, but like, how old?
Cause maybe we
like,
should get political.
Joe Biden!
Maybe that's what we should
do. He's a mess!
Tomorrow's the debate.
Oh, really?
We could, Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
No, that can't be right.
It's true. In Atlanta, in fact. It's going to be electric.
Oh, I'm not leaving the house. I'm watching that debate for sure, but I feel like...
It's going to be lame. So they have it on CNN, and then they mute your mic. They made a bunch of pro-Joe Biden rules.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to mute your mic when the other guy's talking, so Trump can't throw in a quick whip like... Because you'd be in jail, or you're ugly.
I remember wrong. One time on the podcast, and I hate to do this because I feel like I'm going to fail, but there was one time when we were talking, and I couldn't do a Trump impersonation, and then I was on the way home the other day, like literally 2 days.
And you were knocking it out of the park?
I was like, wow, is he in the car with me?
Do it.
All right, see, now I'm going to fail.
Her tits.
This industry.
I don't know.
It's going to be huge. No, see, it was better in the car.
What's something he would say? Joe Biden is the biggest idiot in the whole world. I knew it when I saw him. I walked to the room and I said, wow, that's the biggest idiot of all time.
You think Joe Biden's going to have hearing aid or something?
I'm definitely requesting... A drug test. Joe Biden will be drug tested. He said that.
What?
He said they're going to have him all zooted up on drugs. That's the only way he can function.
Trump said that.
Yeah.
That's before a debate, throw him on a drug test. I feel like he's going to have an earpiece in. That's what he should ask for.
Yeah, but even that, he's going to be like, this guy, I got this earpiece. Huh?
You got to pat him down before it starts.
Yeah, he should get patted down. No earpieces.
You can't pat down the president, though. Shame.
They're also not doing a live crowd, which is so anti-Trump because he gets the crowd going. He
loves the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. These are all donors. They all booed him. He said, donors.
Dude, he's the funniest man alive.
Oh, dude, Trump is hilarious. Even if you hate him, you can't deny the fact that
he's so funny.
Yeah, and some of the stuff, all the stuff that happens that is bad, out of context. Didn't even happen.
If you look at some of the meanest stuff he says, it's pretty ruthless. She's a horse face.
Like, what? Called a girl Sanctuia.
She was bleeding out of her eyes. Honest. She was bleeding out of God knows where. Pocahontas was his best joke of all time. And well deserved. The lady was like 1/10,000th Cherokee, and then she put it on her college resume that she, when she was applying for colleges, that she was a Native American.
He called her Pocahontas. That's way better than him calling a Native American.
No. He called
a white lady.
What was her name? Oh, man. But anyways, she was like very not Indian, but when she was applying to colleges and everything, she was saying she was Native American. And then they did her like 23andMe, and it was like 1/1600th.
You're not Native
Elizabeth Warren. It was Elizabeth Warren.
I don't know
Whitest looking lady of all time, and that's who he called Pocahontas.
Do you have a plot summary?
I didn't think we were doing that for two episodes. I figured...
All right, well, I'll give my quick plot summary.
All right, I love it.
It's the Greens versus the Blacks for the control of the Iron Throne.
Rhaenyra sounds like the Civil War.
What's your problem? I was running it right there.
Is that going to be the joke?
Huh?
All right. You start over. I'll pretend like I never even heard it.
What did you say?
I said, it sounds like the Civil War.
Versus the Blacks.
But no. Yeah.
It's the Greens versus the Blacks for the control of the Iron Throne. Rhaenyra, Team Black, is stating their claim because she was declared heir, while Team Green states their claim by getting there first. Both teams have dragons and heirs to the Iron Throne. The only question is, who is willing to go further to obtain?
Dun 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 dun.
But I know some stuff because people keep feeding it to me on TikTok.
Oh, it's ruined for you, eh?
Well, I mean, everyone knows.
Oh, this kind of sucks. I just thought about because I do a screenshot from every episode, and this episode is going to be like this.
I bet I can do this. Wait. Gonna be perfect. I bet I could click, like, it's not even an option. Oh, here we go.
Your camera's certainly on.
I bet I can split. I bet I can, like,
do split the whole time.
No, I bet I can click split cam, and we can stage like a picture
of you,
like right there, you know, and then we'll just stage a picture real quick of
honestly that would be so helpful every episode.
Yeah, and no one would know besides.
Where are you?
You're hilarious.
But you're not even on there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. Okay,
can you just yours was just on. That'll be perfect. What time are we at? I'm gonna need another time.
we're at about I'd say 23 minutes.
All right, 23 minutes. That's all I use.
Yep, perfect. See? No, I don't even have to be on camera, but it might just stay on split. Nope.
What were you doing this weekend?
What was I doing?
I don't know. Mom says she caught you sneaking into her house on the Ring.
That was this weekend.
What, were you stealing beer?
I took some, but also, that was the only reason. Like, I, like, Hudson was the one that, like, insisted on it. So, Hudson...
Cleveland, we gotta steal your parents' beer.
No. That was me. Cleveland was over. Old Cleve, he's been on the podcast twice. And Hudson was like, let's go walk your parents' property. And then I was like, oh, well, Mom and Dad aren't even home. Like, probably a good time to show the house.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if you showed the house with Mom.
Yeah. I just want to show my friend Cleve the house.
Yeah. So I just walked in the front door, and then I realized there was about 9 Sweetwaters in the fridge calling my name. So I scooped those up real quick. But I walked in the front door.
You never played the tune.
Oh. We did?
Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
This episode's a little all over the place.
Episode 101, we gave all of our efforts to episode 100. Nothing special about this episode.
back to the drawing board. Why don't you just leave it on the split screen one?
How many games do you have prepared for today? Because you can't, John. They're all coded to a microphone. So I think what happened is mine's coded. Somehow these two switched.
They definitely did. That's why you're going to Skyview.
Yeah, so every time I talk for 5 seconds, it goes Skyview.
Okay. I have...
How many games do you have?
Two.
And you know what's funny about
that? But one of them is totally ruined.
And I was definitely trying to set you up. Episode 100, you came with zero games, besides pelting me in the face with marshmallows.
That was a good one.
I caught it too quick for it to even be good.
I know, I thought that game was going to be 15 minutes long.
And on the camera view, I tried to like...
Clip it?
Yeah, doesn't show me catching marshmallows.
Probably because I'm doing all the talking.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, Hudson ruined one of my games.
Hudson's a dirtbag. All right, let's play that game then.
Okay. All right. This is a game me and Zach always play. And we play it before whenever we go to the movies, and we guess whoever's the first to guess the trailer, and it's gonna be you versus Hudson.
Okay,
but I'll see how fast you can guess.
I'll give my guesstimation if Hudson could have beat me on the.
Yeah. All right.
What is this? What's happening? It's an ad.
This is the trailer.
Oh, it's a trailer for something. Oh, it's Adam's family?
I can't believe Grandpa's dead.
Huh?
That's just hard.
Oh, it's Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah.
I would beat him.
You think?
There's no way.
The song, I got it instantly.
Day-o. He said day-o. Yeah, but they slowed it down and made it off.
All right.
Proper.
1-0, Zach's beating Hudson.
Yep. You suck, dude. How did you get that faster? Hudson has ruined games for me in the past, too.
This is crazy that he ruined this. This is a good game, too.
Yeah, what a douche. Get all these set up for Hudson to charge. No way Hudson would have got this by now. Well. I'm looking at two hermit crab shells.
I already got it.
Oh, Moana 2.
Yeah.
No way he would have gotten that either.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Suck it, Hudson.
Idiot! You're trash! Dumb! Uh-oh.
This one's gonna be instant. This big one, 4.
Okay. Beast.
Nice. Another one for Zach.
Yeah, Hudson wasn't getting that either. He would have acted too cool for those, just like House of Dragons.
This is not a new movie.
Brando's Godfather?
Godfather.
I don't know. He may have beaten me on that.
He might have. The music was gone. We'll give him a point. 3-1.
How many do you have?
I just watched Godfather again.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen it in years. It's so good.
Really?
You gotta watch it.
I feel like me, you, and Dad watched Godfather.
And we thought it was lame. Florida. We were too young.
I thought it was Beast. I thought like one was Beast, but I didn't think 2 or 3 were as good as they should have.
No, 3 sucks, but 2 is supposed to be just as good, so I'm excited about it.
Oh, you just watched Godfather?
Yeah, I just watched Godfather.
It's gotta be on the top 100.
Oh, it's number,
You know? Oh, it says it below?
It says it on the thing. It's
Let's
number 2.
Do that next. It's number 2 on the list?
Yeah.
Whoa! Hold the phone!
Godfather 2 is on the list,
Correct
too.
Correct me or not, did you scratch off the ones that we have watched?
I haven't, but I will.
You should.
Godfather is so beast. You should watch it.
I need to take that thing out of the frame. I've seen Godfather.
You should watch it soon.
I have a movie podcast, sir.
All right. You'll never get this one. I was thinking maybe Hudson. I just watched this movie.
I'll never get this one, you say.
Yeah, I doubt you even know what it is. It's an old movie, too.
It's the guy. Oh, the this was for Hudson.
Shut the fuck up before you get us both killed.
I guess he just said the F word on a trailer.
General Secretary is lying in a puddle of indignity.
This movie's called The Death of Stalin. It was, I heard about it, and it's really good.
You saw it?
Quick rating, 7.7. Well, I wouldn't say it was, like, life-changing, but it was good.
Really good.
So it's about Joseph Stalin dying, and then all of the guys who are, like, his underlings trying to become the next ruler of Russia. And it's, like, funny, too. It's
just
funny.
Like Jojo Rabbit with funny Hitler.
Yeah, but it's not like as good as Jojo.
Nothing funnier than a funny Hitler.
All right, so yeah. We'll give that one to Hudson. 3-2. Only one left.
Jeez.
He's not even here, and you're about to lose to him.
Inside Out 2!
Oh, you win. Eat it, Hudson.
You idiot.
I just watched this. That's where all the.
Oh, you saw it? Really?
And Inside Out does it again.
It's Beast?
Yeah, I'd say the first one. If the first one's a 9-0, this one's an 8-9.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right behind it.
So Beast?
Yeah, and Riley's right on the verge of being a lesbian, but not.
Did you see the end credits?
There's.
I'm pretty sure there's credits at the end that confirms lesbian.
No. We watched a little bit of end credits.
You gotta watch to the end like Marvel.
Oh, no. What happens at the very end?
That was the whole thing.
There's a part with a deep, dark secret, and I know what it is.
Lesbian.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
She kinda has like, but it shows all of her crushes on Mount Crushmore, and they're all dudes. So.
There's hope.
There's hope. They weren't gonna blatantly say it and ruin Inside Out. Too risky. But she plays hockey.
Do you think that Disney is like...
She has like a girl crush.
Going up or lower?
Trying to go lower. Yeah, it's cold as the dickens. Well, then we'll turn it back on. It's good. You should watch it.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it. I just definitely want to watch it.
There's
very few movies I've watched in theaters unless I thought, like, Dune 2. Watch that in theaters. Big sounds. Christopher Nolan. Boom.
Big sounds.
Christopher Nolan always just loves big sounds. Isn't he the guy that did Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
You're like, dude, shut up. Sometimes I didn't like
it. He didn't do Dune 2, though.
Who did Dune 2?
Someone else who loves big sounds.
Was it?
Don't you like big sounds, though?
I like big sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like in a tone that I immediately have to go to the bathroom.
I love Oppenheimer. I've seen it a couple times since it was on Amazon. I watched it on the airplane.
Mr. Historical.
There's great big sounds. It's cool.
Great.
It's the coolest invention that was ever made.
He, you know what? John actually one time drew Albert Einstein. That's how smart this guy is. How much he loves Oppenheimer.
There just wasn't enough Einstein and Oppenheimer for me. That's my one regret.
Yeah, you know he was front running that project.
Yeah.
There's no way it was freaking Killian Murphy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was in a Batman movie. You're going to give him credibility? It's ridiculous.
Did you see that video of Lou not sleeping?
Oh, dude, I love that. Lou is such a diva right now.
Yeah, she's classic.
Yeah, it was a group of 20 kids sleeping in a nursery or whatever the hell you want to call it. And then it just, like, the babysitters or the teachers, whatever you want to call them, did it perfectly because they just did Lou last.
They were doing that on purpose, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
They were like, oh, this girl's awake, we'll do it like... Pan.
Lou's the main character, dude.
Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah, Lou's gonna be up there.
All right, man, it's hot as hell. Why is the lowest setting on the fan?
Dude,
so
the PC gets this room hot quick.
You think?
Yeah. I know.
Oh, you want to see my toe?
Oh, jeez, John busted his toe. Oh,
yeah, it's gross.
You're losing that toe now.
Probably.
Definitely.
Oof, that hurt.
The last time you lost a nail.
I've never lost one like that.
Really?
Have you?
I don't know if I have, but I feel like I have. Like, I've, like, smashed my fingers in doors, but I feel like I just blocked it out.
You smashed your fingers in doors?
Yeah, like...
I can't remember the last time I did that.
Andrew just did it to Forrest yesterday.
I did it to Meemaw, like, last year.
No! She probably lost two fingertips at this age.
She was just like, monster. Ow!
No! And I was like...
So...
You bashed our grandpa's.
It was very bad. But what happened was...
It was her fault.
So, she was climbing into my truck, which is a big climb. I was taking her home or
hurry
something.
Hurry up!
So,
finger smash.
Both, I think I was loading food in the back of the truck for her.
Yeah.
So, I was putting food in the back of the seat, and she climbed into the front seat. And I didn't realize to climb in the front, she was holding on.
To the backs. Oh. So she got by the hinges?
Oh,
that might well cut her fingertips off. How did it not?
I don't. It must not have been so bad. But she's like, "Ow!" And I was like, "What happened?" And she's like, "Open the door."
No.
I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." And her little poor little fingies were just sausaged in there. I felt bad.
You're a monster, dude. Yeah, you should feel bad. You crushed your grandmother's fingers in a GMC Sierra. That is insane.
Why? Who wraps their fingers around? I don't even know how she could do it.
She found the opening when you opened the door.
Yeah, she did.
She needed help. Ugh. How long ago was this?
Like a year or two.
I bet her fingertips are still black.
Oh my god.
You know how, like, you know when you get a black spot on your fingertip and it bubbles up and you just...
Well, it stays like that until that part grows out of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It takes forever, though.
Yeah.
Like, you had these little...
Not for me, man. My fingernails grow so fast.
Oh, my fingertips are always low, but I bite them.
Yeah, I cut mine. I don't bite. It's gross.
But you know what I realized? I like to bite my fingernails.
Yeah.
I don't need the fingernail cutter, but what I like now is the sander.
Oh, the sand's the best. That's so dad.
I was in dad's truck when I was like driving it for some reason. I sanded my fingernails and I was like, wow.
What's that really called? File.
File.
Yeah. Yeah, typically I'll cut them and then file them and then they're just perf.
Yeah, I'll bite them and then
yeah.
My fingernails never get over, like, but some people like... The weird people bite into the, like, the white part.
Oh.
The clear part. But I just bite the white part.
Oh, yeah. I cut mine so short, I often get at least one bleeder.
Oh, I buy mine so short, I at least get one bleeder.
Especially toes. I don't know how you cut your toes and don't make them bleed.
If I have a bleed, like...
What do you do with your toes?
I rip it immediately. You know what I mean? Like, if you have, like, a hangnail, like, when you're cutting or biting your nails, rip it immediately. I bite off all of the edges, you know? Like, I don't leave anything on the chance.
Yeah.
It's not like I, like, have a hangnail. Like, I...
No, but do you cut your toenails?
No, my toenails are soft enough that...
Oh, my thumb. Oh, okay. You don't have...
I bite them.
You don't have...
I get it all the way down there.
You're not Mr. Curly Toes, are you?
No, my toenails are beast. I mean, like, not beast.
Whoa, you have like some freaking gargantuan toes.
What?
Your toes that look like freaking fingers.
Bro, you got freaking meat sausages for feet. I want to hear from you. I just have long toes. Your toes, what do you even mean? And your left big toe is disgusting, dude.
Yeah, it's mutilated.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
I thought I was going to lose my toe when I first.
What did you do to it?
So I was lifting this big, heavy.
How big and heavy?
Heaviest thing ever. I should have never been lifting it by myself.
What was it?
This drill press. And it's really top heavy, and I've lifted it several times.
Easy.
No, it's always hard. And there's this one thing that swings around, but what I didn't realize, and none of the times I've lifted it, I never realized that the middle piece can slide out. So I guess I've always had it with leaning down, but this time I leaned it up. And so that part slid out, and it's about the size of a 25-pound plate.
Connected?
No, and it fell off and hit me right in the toe.
Oh.
And if I think if it landed wrong, it could have, I could have lost the toe.
That would have been so funny.
I was so, it was so painful. I thought I was going to pass out.
I would have beat you in every single race if you lost that big toe.
Yeah. You beat me last time we raced.
Yeah.
Never again.
To cheat too. But this was back when I was yoga Zach. 109 days into yoga. And John was getting all cocky being, and he was drinking big old fat bitch on the beach. And he... And he said, I could still beat you.
I don't think it started like that. In classic Zach fashion, I'm like, it's time we race. Said, I'll beat you.
John, you don't want to do this.
Said, no, I think you said, I'll beat you, you fat bitch. I'll beat you in a race right now. And I'm like, I'm chilling, bro.
No.
I'm chilling. I'm drinking beers.
There's no way. There's no way. So anyways, we walk about 100 meters away from our tent in the sand. Dad or Taylor says 3, 2, 1, go. Me and John start taking off. Around the 60 meter mark, I'm at about the 60 meter mark, and John's about at 57, and he's getting a little nervous. So he tries to tackle me. Couldn't even do it. Daddy just fell in the sand, and I just finished my 100 meter. I don't want to race again anymore, though. You, on this trip, at least.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking like a tub of goo.
That's crazy, dude.
Man, I meant to shout out our cousin for making the video. She's also looking to rent a hamster who can run on command. So if anyone has a hamster that is trained to run on the wheel at command, Ava shout is looking for one.
To pay $150.
I don't think you can teach hamsters tricks.
I think you definitely.
I think they would run.
I bet there's been someone on America's Got Talent that had a hamster doing some cool shit.
Yeah, but I bet if you have trained a hamster, you're not going to just give that thing out for $150.
Yeah, for sure.
Hamsters could die like this.
On another note, you were like, dude, why haven't you posted the Michelle Obama, like, what type of bender is Michelle Obama? And I also posted the controversial.
What's the controversial?
See, you said it like...
Oh. What did I...
Controversial.
Controversial.
Controversial. Yeah, that's how you said it.
I think you can say it either way still.
Yeah, maybe. But anyways, they both got about 60 views and one like, and the one like was me.
You know what? Screw everybody out there.
Yeah, screw y'all.
It's freaking funny.
Even the fans are our fans.
It's funny.
But anyway, so Jack's been working.
You know what? You know what happened to, like, maybe not Pablo Picasso, but one of those guys?
Dingo.
Didn't get none of his art sold for a lot of money until he died.
Dingo.
Maybe we're just Van Goghs.
Yeah.
And then in 200 years, people are going to listen to the pod and be like, this shit is hilarious.
And give all of our ancestors money?
Yeah.
And then I'll be furious?
You can haunt them.
Huh?
You can haunt them.
Why would I haunt them for taking my money? I'll just be mad from a distance.
Yeah, well, you'd be proud.
Oh.
Certainly Van Gogh's proud.
You think? He's 1 year down.
Don't you think it's pretty sad when people... happens to a lot of people. Like, they'll write a book and it won't pop off until they die, and then it's like...
Yeah, oh. J.K. Rowling.
And Frank.
And Frank is a good answer for that.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, well, she died in a different way. Now, apparently, she's just, like, the number one advocate for
she's
trans...
She's my number one hero.
Did she even say anything?
She just said that dudes can't give birth. And they don't have periods.
Now it's like she's like the number one transgender like hater in the world.
She's a TERF.
And then what was that?
Jack taught us that term. It was
terrified.
Feminist is the F.
Oh, TERF. Oh, with an
F. Dang, I can't remember what TERF stands for. Jack will tell us tomorrow.
Terrified under racist fidelity.
It's like radical feminist is RF. Trans.
TERF. Radical feminist. Oh.
So they're radical.
Under radical feminist.
She's such. She, under, I think it's an E.
Turf, T-E-R-F.
Yeah.
Trans. Endure.
It's something like you're so radically feminist that you're like, no, these dudes who are being chicks can't join the squad. That's what a TERF is.
So J.K. Rowling is a feminist,
mm-hmm.
radical feminist.
And she's like, no, these trans...
You can't join the feminist group.
No.
I feel like that's fair.
You have a ween. And even if you had, don't have one.
I mean, I'm glad I'm not going to write an 8-book series for something that's as phenomenal as Harry Potter, because I feel like that's a fair point.
Yeah. J.R.R. Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings, and I'm sure that was popular, but
that's
imagine...
weird. J.K. Rowling, J.R. Tolkien.
Mm-hmm. Two R's. J.R.R. Tolkien. But I'm just saying, I'm sure it was popular while I was alive, but they made a whole movie series that's made zillions, and then now they're making spinoffs and The Hobbit, so he probably would be a billionaire if he was around today.
Do you think he was, like, well off in his life because of the books?
I bet so.
Yeah.
I think he was friends with C.S. Lewis.
How many books does it take to actually become well?
I bet if you have one, like, bestseller that sells millions, you probably make a lot of money.
Like your...
Rick Tick?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going somewhere. I'm working on it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Where do I invest? I shed a tear for Rick the Tick.
Yeah, it's beast. Hopefully it'll come out soon.
I Google searched when you sent us Rick the Tick. I Google searched how many diabetics were there. I was like, oh, that's $1,000.
That could sell. That could sell.
Yeah. I have some questions. Oh, let's play my game. All right, so House of the Dragons. All about dragons in the game. So this is Dragon Draft. Best dragons. Here we go. You want to go first or second?
Hoof.
Heads or tails?
I'll let you go first.
All right, bet. Toothless.
That's a good dragon. That's a great dragon.
Yeah.
That's a good dragon. I'm going to go Charizard.
Oh, that's my number four.
I just think he's the most famous dragon of all time.
You think?
He's definitely more famous than Toothless.
My number two? Hungarian Horntail.
Ooh. Wrong.
Huh?
My number two, Chinese Firebolt. Ooh.
No.
That's when he says, ooh, I think.
No, it's Hungarian. Harry has Hungarian Horntail. As the number four. Harry has Hungarian Horntail.
Harry gets the Hungarian Horntail, but when, what's his name?
Oh, so he's...
Barty Crouch says, Chinese Firebolt. Ooh.
Oh, that might be right.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the Hungarian Horntail is the most ferocious of the four.
That is fair, but
I'm the most known.
The first,
nobody knows what you said.
The first dragon I wrote down when you put this was Chinese Firebolt. Ooh.
I did the Hungarian Horntail.
Because I love that.
The only reason I did the Hungarian Horntail is because of the...
I know. I quote Chinese Firebolt. Ooh. All the time.
All right, so you get...
If we get Chinese food?
Respectable. Respectable.
Chinese dumplings.
Dragon from Shrek.
That's a good dragon.
My number three.
Okay. I'm going to go... Drogon. Drogon? How's Khaleesi's... Yeah. Khaleesi's dragon.
Yeah.
Of the Game of Thrones dragons, Drogon. I think that's the best dragon.
You know what? I had a question about this, and I'm glad you said that. So, that's my favorite dragon as well, because it's huge, but it's not too big.
Not too big.
Rhaegar's too big.
I think
you have to climb up him with a rope ladder like a jackass.
I think Drogon would beat Rhaegar in a fight.
Yeah, he's more limber.
And he's beast. So as well. Yeah, yeah. Beast. Like,
yeah. F Rhaegar.
Yeah.
I don't like... The Rhaegar?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't like him. All right, so you said Drogon. I'm going to say Mushu.
Damn.
From Mulan.
Mushu's a great one.
Why did you say damn?
Because that would have been the one I said. I'm going to say Smaug from The Hobbit.
That was my next one. Nice. See how you feel about this one. Godzilla?
No.
Not a dragon.
Dragon's got to fly.
Yeah. Me and Hudson talked about this before. We go Komodo dragon.
That's a good dragon.
Snaky dragon.
I'm gonna go bearded dragon.
Yeah, did you only think of that?
Just now.
Yeah.
That's beast. We had him growing up.
Yeah, and I just thought about bearded dragon the second I said Komodo dragon. Bearded dragons are beasts.
Yeah, and you can just like have them as pets and they crawl on you and you are a dragon owner.
We had two bearded dragons growing up and Archibald banged the other one into like a broken leg or something.
Oh, really?
Get rid of the girl.
Do you remember when we lost them in the house and we had to find them as babies?
How old were we? As babies.
They were babies.
Oh, I feel like I kind of.
First, we had Lizzie.
I don't have very much recollection.
She died.
You guys have about 2 to 4 to 6 years of recollection on.
Yeah, then we got Archibald and maybe Veronica.
Veronica sounds right. It was like from like a like
comic book. Addie and Caitlin named them. And then one day we couldn't find them in the cage. And so we were looking all over the house. And one of them was on a leaf. And the other leaf was on top of them in the cage.
They were both on top of each other?
I think one of them might have been locked. I think one of them might have been in the underneath the couch.
Jeez.
Yeah. Do you remember that time we caught a bunny and we put it in the cage? And it jumped into the cage.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a bunny and we put it in a glass box.
A wild bunny. That's not insane. What you're supposed to do.
Oh, well, I see the wall right there.
Oh, I can Oh, they just left me in here. I can escape.
Idiots. I know how to get out of here.
Let's see. Honorable mentions. I had Dragon Tails.
Oh, Dragon Tails. Beast. Good job.
And then I also had Blue Eyes, White Dragon.
Dude, I was just about to say that. The Yu-Gi-Oh!
I didn't even play Yu-Gi-Oh! No, but I knew that guy.
Oh, I knew there was like a couple of special like
Blue Eyes, Yu-Gi-Oh! White Dragon. I was like, you know, if I ever find one of these, maybe I'll be a thousandaire.
I bet you'd be like a millionaire.
Now, but I bet back then you could sell for like 10 grand.
You were thinking about that when you could have been a thousandaire?
No. I think I just knew the dragon.
Hydra?
Oh, just like a three-headed dragon?
Yeah, until you cut one of its heads off.
Then it's a
five-headed dragon. Then it's a seven-headed dragon.
Wow.
You get the
too many heads.
Yeah.
I think if you cut off its heads enough time that it would just be like top heavy.
Yeah. It just falls over to a side.
Yeah, it's gonna grow its body too.
Yeah, they get all tangled. Alright. This is Sophie's Choice, House of the Dragon edition. You have to decide who you're going to save.
They can all go. All right, but I got it.
Rhaenyra or Daenerys?
Daenerys.
Kill Daenerys?
Oh, no. I kill Rhaenyra.
Okay, so you killed Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
Young Rhaenyra or Daenerys?
I save young Rhaenyra.
You save young Rhaenyra?
Yeah.
See, that was my next question because I felt like different. Littlefinger or Otto Hightower?
I save Littlefinger.
I hate Otto Hightower.
He's a loser. Yeah, and Littlefinger was a good character. I mean, he was kind of a chotch, but he was good. He was
Littlefinger or Lars Strong?
The foot guy?
Weird feet.
Oh, he's dead.
I hate him so
yeah,
much.
The characters they are bad. Suck. They don't
what
have.
Do they do? Daemon or Jon Snow?
Jon Snow saved.
Yeah. Allison Hightower or Cersei?
Cersei is saved. She's a much better character.
Yeah.
All the characters
are
better.
They're not bad actors. I like the Aegon kid as an actor.
I think all the acting... Is that the king?
The king.
Yeah, he's fine.
The king might be like one of my favorite characters at this point.
Yeah, I like him too.
Yeah. Like he's just messing around with the sun. Thought that was cool.
Man, that was frigged up.
Yeah, and then they cut the sun's head right off.
Yeah.
Episode 2. Sorry if that was a spoiler.
Episode 1.
That was episode 2. That was the last episode.
It's the very end of episode 1. Episode 2 is all about revenge.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So douche. They're trying to get Aemon. That kid makes so many stupid faces. I wish they would have killed him. But honestly, I'm glad they killed Jacaerys, the son, because he looked too much like a Sprouse twin. I thought it was like Dylan or Cole Sprouse.
They should have tricked those guys into killing the daughter. So then we could still have the son around.
Huh?
You know how they were confused?
Oh. Yeah.
And then it would have been better for the show, I feel like. But maybe not, because it's like such a big deal that he's pissed off full out war now. Because at first I thought the king character was a total puss dweeb, but now he's like pissed off and kind of cool.
Yeah, I bet he goes nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you got to give them enough time to, like, I feel like I loved characters more, but, like, first episode of Game of Thrones season one, they've had a whole season, mm-hmm. and they haven't really had me grasping onto a character.
Mm-hmm.
So, first season of Game of Thrones, you really loved, like, Ned Stark.
Ned Stark, they kill him out the gate.
You loved, like, all the Starks. Killing Ned Stark out the gate was a beast. I think you hated Arya by season one.
Oh, I thought you liked Arya the whole time.
I feel like you didn't.
Like, Arya was cool because she was badass with the sword.
So she wasn't beast.
She was already training with the Hispanic guy, and she got the needle in season one.
So she was always beast?
She was beast.
Sansa?
Sansa was kind of a dork. Yeah, yeah. You hate her out the gate because she, like, turns on her dad and just marry Joffrey.
I don't know when I started hating Bran, but at some point it was my least favorite character in the whole entire
Bran show. Had potential all the way until the end. And then you're like, what?
He's king?
Yeah.
You gotta be shitting me.
He turned into a dork.
Yeah, but... he turned into a freaking computer. He didn't even have any emotion by the end. He was just in a makeshift wheelchair and was like, oh, I know your secrets. And they're like, dude, stop.
I have another game. You wanna play it?
Yeah.
Alright, this is reverse charades. I'm going to
tell you the answer.
I'm gonna tell you actions to do and then you do them and then you guess what you're doing. Okay? Alright, first stand up.
Kidding me.
No. Stand up. Now walk over to the wall. And now reach your hand forward. That's good. And now pull it back. And now reach your hand forward. And then, like, grasp. And now pull that back. And now with your other hand, reach forward again. And grab. And put it by your side. Now put your left hand back towards the wall. Now
I hate you for this.
Now walk over to this wall.
Okay.
And pick your right hand up. And you're still grasping. And now put your arm in front of you. And release your hand. Now, well, if you wouldn't have such a bad attitude about it, it would be fun. Now, put your right hand behind you into your, what would be your around your buttocks area. And now, grasp. And now, and now.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God, just go sit down.
What is this?
Well, I was supposed to be, that was you buying a six pack, but you just weren't giving it the
keep
effort.
Keep your wallet in your back pocket.
You don't?
No, I keep it in the left pocket and phone and keys in my right pocket.
Ah, so that would have killed you, huh?
Yeah, that was honestly the reason I named it.
All right, I won't make you stand up for this one. Let's try again. Okay. It would help if you were standing up in this one, but that's okay. You'll be sitting down. Okay. All right. With your right hand, reach into your pocket and grab something. And now pull it out. And next to you, flick your right hand in a downward motion. Flick it downward. And open up your hand at the same time. And straighten out your arm all the way when you do it. No, not like that. Flick your arm down all the way by your side and release your hand when you do it. By your side. And now reel it back in. And now do that again.
Yo, yo.
There you go. You know how cool...
I do think of this kid.
You have such a bad attitude. Taylor,
I have a bad attitude.
Taylor had a bad attitude, too, when I tried to make her play this game.
Oh, really? Okay, so it seems like me and Taylor are on the same page almost most of the time.
Well, I was...
You always bring some dumb idea.
Well...
And you're like, well, Taylor hated it, too.
Well, Taylor, I was trying to make her do brushing your teeth, and she was just like, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, why? And she's like, it's perverted. I'm like, no, it's not.
How did you describe it, though?
It was starting to sound perverted, I realized.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to play another game?
Sure.
This one's not as bad. It's just a little cap shuffle.
Oh, okay.
Good. Do you remember one time
in Turner Fields baseball?
Yeah. So
this dude. I think it was Ethan, but did I lose money too?
You did. And it was either you and Ethan or you and Nolan. But
it
we were at this we were at this tailgate at Turner Field, and this homeless dude had a newspaper and like a gum wrapper and three caps, and he would do it. He would do it so basic, and he'd be like, "Who can bet where it's at?" And you'd bet him $5, and
yep,
he would
right there.
And he would show. You'd be like, "It's in the middle one." He would do it so easy, and you would show you, and then you'd
do
be
it
like,
again, show
"Yeah,
you, yep, it's right."
And he would lose money, and then you he would get you to bet like $200. And I was like, guys, I saw this homeless dude with a wad of cash.
Oh, he had 20s on him.
Yeah, he had
a stack of 20s.
And Zach and Ethan bet him like $250. They're like, no, I know where it's at. And this guy did it really basic again.
He scammed.
But he had a cheat code, like a hole in the paper or something.
And then like,
but it was in another cap.
Got it.
He had it in another cap.
When he was opening up that cap, he scammed again and put it under there.
But anyway, so Zach and Ethan lost like $100 a piece.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, let's see if you can do it.
Redemption. It's in the middle right now. All right, thank you.
Quicksam.
Yeah,
the guy's name was Quicksam from Birmingham.
That was the guy that scammed us at the Turner Field place?
Yeah, you bet a guy named Quicksam.
Yeah, he was pretty quick. What is this?
A little piece of white chocolate.
A white chocolate. How long have we been gone? Let me see if I have any more questions from the show. If I could only find my... Alright. Team green or team black?
Team black.
Yeah, it's always team black. Oh, so I had this story I was going to tell at the start, but we were kind of rambling at the start. So I played this Ice Cube. Like, I just, like, put a rap song on, like, shuffle.
Yeah.
And I just play it until something just disgusting comes up.
Yeah.
This is when I'm in the car with Jack, stepnephew.
Yeah.
And then they'll say something that's just too... I know Jack listens to rap with cuss words, but I'll hear something that's just too terrible.
Yeah.
I like to skip. But anyways, so... an Ice Cube song came up, and this Ice Cube song is going, yeah, 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 yeah. And I go, you know, Ice Cube, the actor, actually used to be a pretty famous rapper. And Jack was like, duh. I know that. And then continued to rap like the whole entire Ice Cube song. And I didn't know a single word. I mean, like,
Jack knew all the words?
Yeah. Knew the whole word. And it wasn't the best song of all time.
Was it an old one or a new one?
Definitely old.
Ah.
It was something about the police. I think he was saying, fund the police.
Fund the police. That's a good one.
Fund the police. So we get rid of the underground.
That's a classic.
I don't want to retitle the last part. But anyway, so then the first day that I was with Jack, I got pulled over for looking on my phone, like
yeah,
like sending a text or an email. I was at a stop sign. I was at the stop sign. And the cop saw me, and I was like, oh, well, I was at that stop sign, and I just needed to send a quick message. It's cool. Like, he was this real country bow black guy. It was pretty, it was classic. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
And so he was like, well, I helped you out. Yeah, yeah. They always say that when you're texting and driving.
Yeah.
I helped you out.
Yeah.
I still got to pay it. But anyways, Jack, like...
helped you out, and he gave you a ticket?
Yeah, but, like, he could have done this, and he did this.
Okay. All right.
150 to over 75.
Ah.
So he helped me out, saved me 75. I don't know. I haven't seen the price of the ticket. But Jack was like, yeah. So, like, a week and a half later, I'm driving to, like, Gay, Georgia with Jack. And we're going through the spot, and I have, like, no recollection, but Jack's like, oh, this is where you got pulled over. And I started looking around, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. And he was like, yeah, it's funny because, like, I saw the cop following you for, like, 5 minutes. And I was like, what the hell do you mean? I was like, wait, what? I was like, when did you see the cop? And he was like, no, yeah, I definitely saw the cop, like, behind you for a minute.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you didn't say anything. Like, I got stopped at a stop sign on my phone. Meanwhile, Jack's supposed to be my freaking shotgun driver, changing the radio and checking out for cops.
I
do nothing.
Recently got pulled over in Franklin. And I was getting pulled over, and I was thinking, oh, no. Was I on my phone? Like, I was plugging in my GPS. I know I was. But he pulled me over, and he said, you didn't have your seatbelt on. And I was like...
I go by cops, like, with my seatbelt off, and I'm like...
And I was like...
I don't think they can tell.
No, I had my seatbelt on. And he was like, no, you must have just put it on just now. Like, me and my partner both saw you.
No.
And I was like, no.
You guys should have got me for this.
I was like,
I had my seatbelt on.
No, I had my. I really have no recollection of not having my seatbelt on.
Do you mean? Like, did you buckle it before they got to your car?
No, I did not. When he pulled
your seatbelt on.
Yeah. When he pulled me over, I had. Well,
I almost tricked you into thinking you didn't have your seatbelt on.
He gave me a ticket for not having a seatbelt.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I've driven by cops, so the. My whole theory, and I like to practice safe driving, so normally I have my seatbelt on.
Does your car not beep at you?
Not annoyingly. Like, your Jeep and shit, like, it was so annoying that I had to buckle. But sometimes if I'm going from, like, Publix and back or something, like, 2 miles, I might not have my seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And if I drive by a cop, my whole theory is that it's the motion of grabbing for your seatbelt. Because I'll even, like, I won't have my seatbelt on, and I'll look at a cop and try and see if I can see if he has his seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have no idea.
So I was just leaving this restaurant when they pulled me over. So I was like, maybe I was putting it on, like, a little delayed, but my car beeps so annoying. Like, I always put my seatbelt on. So now I'm like, should I just pay this thing because I'm annoyed, or should I actually go to court and be like, dude, I had my seatbelt on.
How do you even, like,
I think maybe they have to prove it, right?
Yeah, like with, like, body footage, like, your arm visibly, like...
Yeah, I think if you went to court, you could definitely get away with it.
Honestly, depending on how much the ticket was, I would definitely just pay it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, I don't give a damn, like...
But that's also...
I don't want to waste a day at court.
Me neither.
It's worth more than money.
That's what I'm thinking.
How much
but that's
is
messed
the
up.
Do you even know?
Probably like $100, don't you think?
That sucks.
The texting and driving one I got was $50.
I had like a $225 ticket for stopping on a train track for too long.
Oh.
I think it's bullshit. But now yeah. I pay attention and I don't stop on train tracks at all.
The one in between me and you?
No, I was in like, I was working with Templar at the time and I was doing the development at Place Mill. And I was going over there for some reason. Got the ticket, like, while
where's Flakes Mill?
Like, close to, like, me. I don't really know. I couldn't tell you. Like, I've been there 100 times, but...
Man, if you get the new house, imagine the new pod room.
Oh, I would make a beast.
It could be...
Like,
do you think it'd be in the garage or in the upstairs?
No, you mean, like, not the garage, but my,
Well, it's the only garage on site.
Yeah. It wouldn't be there. It would be, like, in one of the bedrooms.
There's so many bedrooms.
Yeah. The bedrooms are huge.
Yeah.
It's almost too much room, but we could spread out, beast.
We would figure it out.
Yeah, that'd be beast. I feel like we both were. I hope it's not a mistake in the end. I don't think it will be, but we were both really pushing Dad towards the renovation.
Yeah, I don't... I mean,
I love the renovation.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. So I think it's beast.
Honestly, the second I saw the shop, I was sold.
I called the guy again afterwards, and I was like, all right, we'll do that. And he's like, all right, well, let me talk to my mom. I don't know if it's, like, owned by his mom.
Talk to my mom?
I don't know. It's in a lady's name. I thought I was calling his wife. Maybe I called his mom. But he said, let me talk to my mom, but that was, like, the bare minimum we were trying to get. But I don't think anyone's paying higher than that. So, not if he asked for, like, any more, we would probably tell him no. Get lost.
Get lost. Is he even for sale anywhere?
No, we just called him. I called him blind one day.
Oh, really? How did you know it was abandoned?
No one ever parks there. It looks abandoned.
There was a black truck out there for the longest.
Out front?
Yeah.
But did you ever see anyone? Clearly no one went inside. I mean, we saw what it looked like. Dude, there were spiders.
Because I feel like I saw like a lot of like action over there. I thought people were like deer hunting or
something. It's only 3 acres. The guy cuts the grass periodically.
Yeah. I feel like I saw action over there during the start, for sure.
What would be sick is if we got it and then we forestry mulched the whole thing. So like all the brush and small trees, that's the first thing I think you should do.
That's not 5,000. I'm pretty sure that's what it budget for.
That's why I put that number in there.
You think that's 5,000 for 3 acres?
Yeah, I think
really?
So.
Beast.
To forestry mulch it. I think it'd be beast.
Okay. Yeah, we talk about this off air. Yeah. But it's beast.
But it's beast.
I'm super juiced.
Me too.
Hopefully. I can't wait. There's like out. He like took like fixtures off. There like the there was like a line of beast light fixtures in the like shed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They were cool?
I mean they weren't there, but you put some beast lights fixtures there, I would like put some beams and make like the upstairs part more beast and then maybe put some stairs there.
There's gotta be stairs there. Where
it wasn't stairs, it was like a pull down closet.
Yeah, yeah, we would put real stairs there, yeah. I think.
Put some stairs there.
Stairs for show. Why was the upstairs it had like 3 fans? You know?
Oh, I feel like it was like a heat thing when he said he was welding and he had a shitload of fans, so it'd be cool in there. Full time. It was like 3 fans. It was like 6 fans total in like a like.
Yeah, and you
could. Room.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it off here.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, hopefully it works out. All right, let me see if I have any more questions. Do you like Damon?
Yeah, Damon's cool.
Yeah,
he's one of the best characters.
Huh?
He's probably like top.
Because you're
probably
kind
the best
of
character
of my Damon. I'm Damon.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Especially if you had diabetes back then, you would have learned way faster than Viserys did.
Oh, here's a question I have.
David, the beast.
The blonde-haired old lady.
The rightful heir. Huh?
The blonde-haired old lady.
Oh, Viserys.
The one that's on Team Black right now?
Yeah.
Is she Daemon's sister?
No, I think it's
the king's cousin.
Sister. Oh.
So that's what I thought, but that would mean Damon and
no, it's cousins. They're cousins.
Okay, I think they're cousins too, because at first
for sure.
She was supposed to lead. So I bet her dad died, and then the nephew took over because he was a man.
Yeah.
And that's why they were like, well, Rhaenyra can't be queen. She's a woman.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, we're not doing that again.
Right. So yeah, that's why she's all.
So yeah, I think they're cousins.
And she always gets.
But Taylor said the same thing when I asked. I was like, "Are they brother and sister?" And they're like, "No, she's the old king's sister." I'm like, "Yeah." So
sister.
So there's, but I think they're just cousins.
Yeah, they're cousins for sure. Yeah, she had a little back mouth. She does. She lives for Rhaenyra going off on the people. And
yeah.
Then brothers Eric and Eric died.
Oh, that was sad. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a tough scene.
Eric and Derek? What's the other one's name?
It's Eric and Eric.
Eric with an A?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Eric and Eric.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So douche. And once they're fighting, you don't know who's who. But then one of the brothers dies and the other brother gets up and says, like, my queen. Or, like, your grace. He says, your grace, I'm sorry. Kills himself. Such a beast thing to do after killing your brother. don't feel like you want to like keep. I feel like that's.
It would have been cool if the other one that did that was actually the one that came to kill her in the first
place.
There
is like theories that it was like.
He was like, oh, I made.
He did say your grace, which kind of implies.
But maybe he had a change of heart after that fight with his brother.
Oh, once you murder your brother.
That was sad.
For somebody else's cause.
And they look the exact same. Is that two actors or one actor?
Two actors. What are you, daft?
What? Sorry. Have you never sorry, seen Parent Trap?
Yeah, but I mean, Parent Trap, it's even like, you could have a fight scene in Parent Trap.
Yes, they could today.
Please.
Yes, they could. They could have stunt doubles.
Prove
and then
me
they...
wrong. Where? I mean, they could do it where like the head was turned.
Oh, man. And God. Speaking of, in Godfather.
These are twin brothers.
In Godfather, there is the worst fake punch I've ever seen in a movie ever. I don't know how they kept it in there. He goes, like, imagine.
He places the guy's face, and the guy goes, oh, yeah. Man, you gotta watch it. All right. That's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's an investment.
I'm usually asleep.
I was up to like 1 a.m. watching it that day.
I don't even set an alarm for work anymore.
Me neither.
I just naturally wake up before I actually need to wake up.
Even on the day that you had to go to the office?
No, I set that alarm.
That meeting was at 7. I got there 5 minutes early, and everyone was already there. I was shocked.
5 minutes early? This is actually funny, because so me and John, what day was...
Tuesday.
We had a meeting on Tuesday, and I intentionally...
Was that yesterday?
I had no idea you were going to that meeting.
Yeah.
Especially because of how late you showed up.
5 minutes early.
Yeah, the CEO showed up when he had to. He must have had a meeting at 6:30 that morning. But I showed up intentionally early. Like, I was like, I would like to be, like, the first person there. And I was. I walked into Dana's office, and
not
did
here?
I show up too early?
What time did you get there?
Where is everybody? Like 7:45. Or
6:45. That's funny.
Yeah, but I just map it out. I mean, it's not too tough. So think about this. It takes you 30 minutes to get to the office. You get there 15 minutes early. You leave 40 minutes before the meeting. 45 minutes before the meeting. It's not that tough.
I didn't want to get there 15 minutes early.
Oh, I did. I want to make sure I was the first one there.
Good job. Proud of you.
I'm making a claim to dad.
Claim to the throne.
Father? Yeah. This is my house of the dragons. I'm going to go to Dragonstone. Build my empire there. Yeah. But anyways, I think that's all my games, all my questions. I don't think I have anything else.
Sounds good.
Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Sounds great.